Butler's First President on this moment of Indiana history. Though Butler University is renowned among basketball fans nationwide for its two consecutive trips to the NCAA Finals, the university's own alumni draw a blank when asked the name of Butler's first president. In 1833, Samuel Hoshower arrived in Centerville, Indiana, from his home in Pennsylvania, where he had been ostracized for his adherence to the Campbellite religious movement. Hoshower began teaching young men at the Wayne County Seminary, among them Governor-to-be Oliver P. Morton and future Civil War general and novelist Lew Wallace. Through the 1840s, Hoshower taught school in Cambridge City, summer courses at Asbury College, later DePaul University, and German during the summer at Indiana University. In 1855, he became the first president of the newly established Northwestern Christian University, later to be renamed for Ovid Butler, in Indianapolis. After a three-year term, he remained for 14 more years, teaching French, German, Latin, and Greek. For 1 year during the Civil War, Hoshower's former pupil, Governor Oliver Morton, appointed him state superintendent of public instruction. During his brief tenure, Hoshower improved the quality of the state's school examination process by mandating a yearly state convention for examiners and witnessed a major increase in the number of women employed as teachers. Upon his death in 1883, Hoshower was buried in Indianapolis's Crown Hill Cemetery. Years later, Lew Wallace recalled that Professor Hoshower was the first to observe a glimmer of writing capacity in me and set about making the most of it. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.